content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in,
hello, everyone. How are you? Yes. Nice to see you all. So thank you very much for joining us today on Spiritually Raw Uncensored and being part of this great awakening that we're having here. We got some great guests on this series that you're going to absolutely love. So a couple of things I want to share with you before we bring our guests, because there's so much to talk about, so little time to talk about it in. Just a little bit of information, how to get in touch with us. If you have any questions or comments regarding this show, super simple. Just all you got to do is connect with us at spirituallyraw@gmail.com. Now, also, too, if you would like to become a guest on the show, all you got to do, go to spirituallyraw.com and submit your information there. And while you are on spirituallyraw.com, don't forget to get a copy of your free book of Interview to Secrets.
Secrets to Interview Riches. You were so
Thank
close.
Thank you. Secrets to Interview
you
Riches.
You almost had him.
Secrets to Interview Riches.
You're right there, though.
We got it. So, hey, one last thing. So you may be able to hear us right now. You're actually hearing us right now, but you may not be able to see us. That's okay. We got a good solution for that also. It's called patreon.com/spirituallyraw. patreon.com/spirituallyraw. And you can get that buy from us at a visual level. So enjoy that. You're going to love it. Thank you very much.
Yep. Absolutely.
Let's talk about our guest today.
You guys are going to love this topic. Welcome, first of all, welcome to episode 336. Who is Q? Our guest today is Sean Morgan. He is the author of QAnon for Beginners and Mystery of Change. He's a business coach, independent journalist, and YouTuber. Sean's YouTube channel, QAnon for Beginners, has totally gone viral. He started in March of this year, and it's already grown to over 2 million views with over 30,000 subscribers. And he also just recently picked up a sponsor, the Hero Soap Company. Now, you might be asking, how is this possible? How did he possibly grow it so fast? Why? Because everybody wants to know, who is this Q? What is this all about? What is this movement all about? He has all the answers for us today. Sean is a citizen journalist questioning the narrative about the coronavirus and educating others about the anonymous poster that you're seeing around known as QAnon, aka Q. Sean is also a course creator and the author of QAnon for Beginners, translated for you also in Dutch and Portuguese. And you know what? The best part, he offers it for free on his website, www.qanonfaq.com.
Thank you. Let's bring on Sean to the show.
Hold on, you're sitting on my microphone. Hold on.
I'm sitting on April's microphone, everybody, but that's okay.
Okay.
This is how it is.
There we go.
How you doing, Sean?
I'm great. Thank you for having me on.
Welcome, brother. Welcome, and thank you for putting yourself out there here on the show with us. So let's talk about this. And first of all, congrats on your huge and fast YouTube success. That's really great
stuff.
So this whole concept of Q, this whole journey of Q, which has been prevalent here, when did you start this whole Q journey for yourself?
Yeah. Well, Q started posting in late 2017, I believe. And I started following maybe about a year or two ago, started listening to a guy named X22 Report, who does a twice daily news briefing. And he started dropping the mentions of Q and weaving a narrative every day about what Q was saying and how it related to the current events. And that really got me hooked. It got me researching a lot. It got me looking at the actual posts from QAnon, because only Q can post to his particular board on the anonymous messaging boards. And so as I started reading the posts, I started realizing every single day it started confirming to me, this is a real insider. This is not some kind of live action role player. This is someone who is connected to the executive branch of the government, connected to the military, and they have some very, very juicy intel to share with the masses. And this is actually building into a worldwide movement.
Sean, just
to kind of take people back. So is Q a person? Is it an entity? Is it a group of people? Did it start out as a singular and now it's grown? what exactly is Q?
Yeah. Well, Q is anonymous, so we don't really know the person or the group's name. However, Q has mentioned on the anonymous messaging boards that this group is related to military intelligence, that there are less than 10 people who actually have the whole military operation plans in their knowledge, and that this is related to military intelligence that's not the FBI, not the CIA, but is actually related to other intelligence agencies. And there's a reason why they went around the FBI and the CIA, because those are corrupt rogue agencies.
So is there another agency that is in the government that we don't know about? Like the NSA, obviously.
Like a shadow agency or something?
Yeah, exactly. Would it be like Shadow Q?
There are really two shadow governments. There's the deep state, and this is the group of people who have an allegiance, a higher loyalty to something darker, to pure selfishness, pure evil. And so they are actually quite organized, and I would say that the CIA is very much a part of the core of this. But according to Q, that deep state is like a triangle, and each side has the major funding sources, where you have the House of Saud, which is, you know, the oil-rich family from Saudi Arabia. The other side of the triangle would be George Soros, who is a billionaire who very publicly attempts to manipulate nation states' policies. And then the House of Rothschild is the third part of the triangle, and they fund the central banks around the world and manipulate the masses through currency. And so that's the deep state. And then there's another shadow group of people who are more of an alliance of positivity, and they are the military intelligence that's outside of the FBI and the CIA. So we're talking about Navy intelligence and Army intelligence. And yes, it seems that the NSA now is headed by this positive group.
Sean, let me ask you this question. So that's there's good. This Q, if you would, and a Q, a group or a collective, if you would. You have this information that comes from them. Now, what made you decide, okay, well, I can't really see these people. I can't talk to these people. I just kind of get the information on message board. What made you decide, okay, you know what? I'm going to run with this. I mean, are you doing it on blind faith? Or, I mean, is there enough facts there that support what you see to say this means I got to get out here with this?
Well, first of all, it is a huge risk to my public reputation to put my face and my name on the internet if I didn't 100% believe in this. So at the same time, I think it's important to be a critical thinker and to always ask questions, always think for yourself, always do your own due diligence, your own research, and to not follow anything or anyone blindly. People claim that Q is a cult, but this is the only cult that encourages you to think for yourself. So I would say that this is something that over the last 2 years that I've been researching, every single day has really snowballed the proofs to the point where I became confident enough and brave enough to go public on March 17th. But some of the things that made me really believe would be things like Q predicting the death of John McCain to the very minute of the death, things like Q predicting the death of other people like John Perry Barlow, Q predicting to the very minute the national emergency that Attorney General Barr instituted. And also there are some other proofs, such as February 17th, Q posted three times at the exact same time that the president tweeted, which would be a 1 in 82,000 chance that that was not a coordinated effort.
If you had to make a...
They love you, Sean. They love you.
Do you or anyone have any idea who may be one of the 10 or the 13? Are there any clues?
Yes. In the early Q posts, there were some hints that this group asked Donald Trump to run for president. Donald Trump's tweets, show a level of coordination with Q. So it is just automatically assumed that Donald Trump is one of the 10.
Oh.
And that according to Q, only 3 of the 10 are non-military.
Only 3 of the 10.
So it's assumed, according to Q, that there are military people involved, perhaps people like who was in charge of the NSA and actually brought Spygate to Donald Trump's attention. And so there are various generals and admirals who it's suspected are part of Q.
Is that whole thing that he does when he's doing the press conferences where he does the Q symbol with his finger, or what, you know, supposedly is a Q symbol? Is he doing that for a reason?
Well, there was a time when Donald Trump stood in front of a bunch of military people and he told the press, you know what this picture represents? The calm before the storm. And then the press said, what are you talking about? What storm? He's like, you're going to find out. So that was very cryptic. Mm-hmm. And so you'll find this repeating motif in Q's posts about the calm before the storm. And so it is thought that perhaps the people in that picture, some of them might be related to Q team. But yes, Donald Trump has actually signaled Q with his hand signals many times. I mean, that's not a big proof, but it's just these
would be a little odd.
Thousands and thousands of little clues all the time. If you start looking at the number 17 in the headlines, every time Donald Trump says 17, it's a clue because Q is the 17th letter of the alphabet.
Got it.
Okay, so let's talk about this great awakening that's happened. Can you give us a bird's eye view from the way you're seeing it and what that great awakening actually is?
Yes, I think we're talking about many different layers. The highest layer being a spiritual awakening of consciousness at a planetary and personal level. At a more national level, we're talking about people waking up to corruption in the establishment, such as all of our past presidents, most of them being corrupt, the Democratic and Republican parties being completely corrupt, the mainstream media being completely corrupt and compromised and infiltrated by a deep state.
When you go there with that, and then again, you know, I know you said earlier that, you know, you're putting this out there with your reputation and everything like that. And as you've gone through this, I mean, you really are getting out there. Are you starting to, these Q forums, if you would, are more and more as you get into them? Because there was something I was reading too, and it was like people are getting queued, right?
Yeah.
So
right.
Is that your intent to get queued? And if you do get queued, what exactly does queued getting mean?
Getting queued means that Q mentions you or puts a link of your Twitter account or what have you on the board. It's typically seen as a positive sign where it's not necessarily like 100% approval from Q, but it's saying that the specific content in your post is an important clue that people should read and understand. So it's not like a goal of mine. My goal is to put out information to get people to think for themselves, because there's the only conspiracy of the mainstream media is to give you false information and to get you to follow authority blindly. And I want to encourage people to think for themselves.
Interesting there.
Well, I want to see what his thoughts on and how this ties into the financial reset.
Okay, but can we hold that thought? Because we got to take a quick break right now, go to a commercial. We'll be right back, everybody. So, everybody, I'd like to introduce you to my friend Paula Vale, and she's the author of Why Am I So Happy? And she shares her own life challenges and accomplishments and the critical tools you need to open the door to the incredible happiness that resides in each one of us. Why Am I So Happy is an excellent guidebook with tools to find a happier life, and it's a must-read for everyone trying to gain happiness as we find ourselves with increasing workloads, lots more stress, and negativity all around us. Why Am I So Happy will teach you how to reap the benefits of a happier and more positive mindset to achieve the joy, gratefulness, light, love, and success into our lives. Get a copy of Why Am I So Happy today at Amazon.com or visit Paula's website at wellnessinspired.com. Yes, thank you, Paula. We wish you a gazillion book sales and more. So let's welcome back our guest. What do you say, everybody? Sean? All right. So, Sean, where were we leaving off there? You had that question.
Financial reset.
Yeah, the financial reset. Let's talk about that.
Your thoughts on, first of all, what is the financial reset, number one? And is this in any way tying into what you think is going to happen in the Great Awakening and the financial reset?
Yeah, I mean, in general terms, a financial reset would mean something like we've already had the Federal Reserve Bank in power for around 100 years, and this is a private corporation. It's not federal. It's not a reserve. You know, it's controlled by private shareholders of the major banks of the world, and so this is not a system that's serving the citizens of the United States. There's no accountability. There are no public audits. It's just a very old, it's the old story. So the new story would be obviously a new system that does not involve this Federal Reserve Central Bank, but involves more accountability, more transparency, perhaps, you know, having value tied to something else other than nothing, you know, maybe gold or maybe human labor or maybe something else. So I don't know what it's going to look like, but it's already happening. We've already seen a major shift of power occur just in the last couple of weeks when the bailout package was passed, a $6 trillion bailout package. There was very subtle fine print that made the U.S. Treasury much more powerful in control of the Federal Reserve with these special vehicles to actually make it completely different than what it has always been for the last 100 years. So if you want, I can actually put some links so that people can do their own research related to that in the show notes later.
Yeah, that would be great. Definitely. Yeah.
So has Trump taken over control of the Federal Reserve? Has the United States Treasury taken control of the Federal Reserve?
I don't think it's 100% control yet. I mean, if we wanted to have 100% control, then it would be completely transparent. There would be an audit. It would be public. But this is just one step in the right direction, and it is a shift in power.
Sean, what happens? Take us out 30 days from now, okay? Take us out 30 days from now. And so for those of you watching this is April 13th, yeah? Mm-hmm. And 2020, by the way. So if you're looking at your time capsule. So take us out 30 days from now. What does it look like? What is this whole process of Q? What's going on there? What does it all look like for us? What are we going to see that we're not seeing today?
Well, things are really heating up. Just recently, I believe it was yesterday or the day before, a very good journalist named John Solomon confirmed on Sean Hannity's radio show that the Attorney General Durham has actually already issued subpoenas. And so this means that in the next few months, we're going to be seeing it go public, the accountability related to Spygate. So Donald Trump and his campaign and his presidency were illegally spied on. And so the people are going to be held accountable who did this. So something we can see. I don't know if it's going to be 30 days or 60 or 90, but it's going to happen. It's right around the corner. And we can start expecting seeing people like James Comey actually go to jail.
What about Hillary Clinton?
Barack
Obama.
Lock her up. That's what they say, right? Lock her up?
Yeah.
Is that what they want to try to do?
Hillary Clinton's currently under investigation for her private email scandal and for the Clinton Foundation. So, you can expect that things are going to be happening related to her, but I have no idea what the timing would be. Barack Obama is directly implicated in Spygate, so I would assume that he would have to testify as well. So, yeah, all of these things, I believe, are literally months away, but I don't know how long it'll take.
So let's talk about this COVID-19 thing that's going on right now. So do you think from your perspective, what happened there? So was that a quote unquote virus that was leaked, or was it, you know, I mean, the timing of it, what's interesting is that they seem to be able to predict when it starts and when it's going to end, which is, I don't know how you do that with a virus. Can you give us your thoughts on that?
Sure. I think the worst thing we can do is not question the narrative from the mainstream media about coronavirus. If we just stay at home and just follow orders, this is, to me, the equivalent of people in Nazi Germany just following the orders of the Nazis saying, get on the train and go to the concentration camp. I believe that we need to ask the hard questions because the media is not being real journalists. They're not asking, what is the real origin of coronavirus? Was it really a wet market, or was it the level 4 biolab in Wuhan that was 20 miles down the road? You know, is this engineered? Have we had an independent group of scientists actually analyze this virus under a microscope and determine if it was bioengineered and if this is a biowarfare, and if it's biowarfare, who is responsible, who is trying to hurt us? And, you know, asking real questions about therapies, because the mainstream media is putting out hit pieces against hydroxychloroquine and these therapies that are very, very effective. they're saying that people are dying from these therapies when it's not true. People are drinking fish tank cleaner and dying. And so these are very, very targeted stories to make people think that these therapies are dangerous, when in fact, chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine are one of the safest drugs that have been tried on pregnant women and children. The U.S. military has been using them for decades. We need to get this in trials. We need to give doctors permission to use this, because there's literally very, very little harm in trying. And we've seen a very, very successful rate of success with hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pak and zinc and vitamin C and others. So I think we should just keep asking questions instead of making assumptions or claims.
So why do you think then are they resisting allowing people to take these drugs?
That's a good question. This is something that Q has actually posted about and has encouraged people to think critically about. Why would a virus be released right before the largest human migration on the planet, which is Chinese New Year? Why would the Nancy Pelosi hold the articles of impeachment until the first coronavirus in the United States that was announced? Why is all this timing lining up perfectly so that it helps the Democrats, it helps Biden? You know, let's ask these questions and try to figure it out, because I don't have all the answers, but you can see where I'm going with this line of questioning, that this seems to be purposeful.
I do. Yeah. I do see where you're going. So let's circle into this a little bit deeper here. So who do you think at the end of the day, so is actually putting this, like, is responsible? I know we say, a lot of people say, okay, well, China, what did they do? Did they unleash something? But who is the narrative? Is it literally the Democrats that are the narrative behind this thing that you feel is happening, or do you think it's just a combination of all of them?
Or is it just both evil on both sides of the party? Or all around the world, for that matter.
So earlier in the discussion, we talked about the deep state, which is the idea that in many organizations, national and international, there are a group of people who have a higher loyalty to something else. And you see them using the same symbolism, the same rings that they wear. And so as you become familiar with Q's posts, you're able to spot these people out. But something Q's been very, very clear about is that the international aid organizations are really slush funds for the deep state. We're talking about the Red Cross, the World Health Organization, the World Bank, and all of these things, all of these international organizations don't have enough accountability and transparency. The Chinese government, they did not allow international scientists into the country to study coronavirus. The World Health Organization said there was no human-to-human transmission of COVID-19, and they were wrong. And we had Nancy Pelosi and we had the mayor of New York encouraging people to come out of the house and socialize in January and February. So, all of these people who are doing all these things, the mainstream media who's not encouraging people to try therapies that work, all of them should be questioned as to why they're furthering the narrative of the Chinese Communist Party and the World Health Organization and so forth.
I saw something today. I don't know if you saw it. I'm not sure if you saw it, Sean, that Nancy Pelosi was out parading around Chinatown. Yesterday, there was a pastor that was humiliated and criticized. I think he might even went to jail. No. It was somewhere in one of the states here, because he held a service of just 50 people, and the majority of them were his choir. And it was all over the news, and he got barraged with negativity, and how could you do this, and, you know, all this horrible stuff. And then you see Nancy Pelosi out in Chinatown today telling everybody, oh, you should be out in Chinatown and look. And, I mean, it was just, you talk about hypocritical. I mean, it's so blatantly obvious.
Well, why New York? So, Sean, let me ask you this. Like, so there's hot spots, right? So there's New York, there's California, and I guess there's other ones, New Orleans. But why New York seems to be getting such
and
an
Washington.
Emphasis in Washington?
California.
Is there some sort of, from your opinion, is there some sort of targeted, you know, let's target this virus in that specific area? Or does it just have to be because it's just so many people there? I mean, is there any rhyme or reason there?
Right. Well, something Q has posted about is the wildfires in California and how the deep state uses emergencies as a slush fund for themselves. So there would be, you know, if Governor Cuomo in New York and Governor Newsom in California wanted to get lots of aid money, well, one way would be to actually make an emergency worse. You saw that in New York with there were a bunch of ventilators in stockpile, and the governor was acting like he didn't have them. Mm-hmm. So he was actually keeping it secret and making the president look bad when in reality there were thousands of ventilators available. So that's one theory that perhaps that's what's going on. We're seeing a lot of fake COVID deaths, like people die of a heart attack and then they call it a COVID death just because they've tested positive for coronavirus. So you can really fudge the numbers. And we know that there are two military ships outside of the ports of LA and New York. So it is making you wonder why New York, why LA? Is this an important place to be focused on?
The deaths that are happening right now, and you said like people could have heart attacks, and then just because they have the virus, you know, they're calling it the COVID, they're calling the determination of death the COVID pass in there. Is that to be able to, again, that's just to be able to get more funding, more awareness? Like, why are they doing that?
Or is it
there
just
are two
it-
two sides of the narrative. So the one side of the mainstream media is that we need to be in fear. We need to panic. There are people dying everywhere. All the hospitals are overrun. And we need to stay in our homes, shut down the economy as long as possible. So that's one narrative. The other counter narrative is that this disease is not as bad as people are saying, that there aren't as many people dying as they say there is, that we need to open up our economy and get back to normal life, and we need to try therapies that actually work instead of waiting around for a vaccine. So, do your own due diligence and find out which narrative seems more correct to you.
From your perspective, being a researcher on this right now, do you think that we should have taken the position of, instead of doing a blanket, let's say quarantine or self-quarantine, whatever you call it, do you think they should have, again, not a rhetorical question here, but I want to know your opinion. Do you think that they should have, let's say, okay, well, if it is 65 and older that are more inclined to get this, maybe those are the ones that should have been isolated, and then everybody else kind of do their thing and work through it that way? Or do you think it was a smart move to just say, let's shut down?
Well, if you look at countries like Sweden that never shut down, they don't have a high incident rate. So it does make you wonder, and we don't have enough good data to even make decisions on, because like I said, we don't even know how many people really died of COVID-19 because of they're fudging the numbers. So if we had good data to work with, we might be able to make better predictions. But if you look at what they were estimating at first, it was that millions of Americans would die. And then they revised it again to hundreds of thousands. Then they said 100,000. Then they said 60,000. Now it's going to be less than that. And how many people die of the flu every year?
A lot more.
Like a million, isn't
it?
Yeah,
it's like crazy amount, just even in the
In the United States, she's up to 90,000 people a year.
Wow, that's
why now do you think this is all boiling?
We are at a critical juncture of human consciousness. This is where the people of the world have been given a gift of access to information, and you can't control people and have them knowledgeable at the same time. So if you want to control people, you have to censor, you have to, you know, control the information. So this is a natural conflict between people who have information and people who do what they're told. So this was bound to happen at some point. Now's the time.
What's this?
How does Jeffrey Epstein tie into all this?
I think that Jeffrey Epstein is really the thing that will make normal people wake up to this entire Great Awakening. Because if you look at if you just Google QAnon, you're going to see about first page, second page, third page of Google being all hit pieces from the Washington Post, the Daily Beast, and all New York Times, all the biggest publications. They do nothing but slander and do horrible journalism for QAnon. They basically say it is completely ridiculous to claim that there's an international elite pedophile ring. They say, like, this is just the stupidest crap that no one would ever believe. And then, even though Q pointed out Jeffrey Epstein before he was arrested, then the Jeffrey Epstein thing comes out. And so then you've got everyone having to really look at it and say, hey, here was a billionaire who had the former president of the United States, Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and Bill Gates and all the most powerful people in the world flying to a private island where he did sex trafficking. So you have to just look at it and just go down that rabbit hole if you're ready and willing to find out, is there more to the story?
Would that be the blue pill or the red pill then?
Yeah, for the people who say, I'm not going to look at this, it's too hard, then you're just taking the blue pill and you're just staying at home and you feel like defenseless. But if you take the red pill and you decide, I'm going to research this, you're really empowering yourself to not be a victim. That's how I see it.
Right on, right on. Sean Morgan, everybody. Wow, that's good stuff, man. Thank you for being on with us today. So, Sean, how does everybody get in touch with you, find out more about you? How do they support your mission, brother?
Yeah, so if you go to QAnonFAQ.com, you can get the free ebook and get on my mailing list, and I'll send you regular updates. So my YouTube channel is youtube.com/C/SeanMorgan. And so, the way I'm really making a living right now is that people support me on Patreon. So you can support me on Patreon through my YouTube channel, through my website, or just go directly to patreon.com/QAnonFAQ.
Okay, support him, everybody, because he's putting himself out there.
And
for your viewing pleasure, right?
Yes, absolutely, right? Yeah.
All right, thank you, Sean, for being on. Wish you a lot of luck, brother, and hope to have you back here very, very soon. So, yeah.
Thank you, everybody. And, you know, together we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.